commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Janet Napolitano was not a very good Homeland Security director, and these days she has a new job. She's the chancellor of the University of California system, and she's not doing much better. Last month, she wrote an op-ed piece about affirmative action in college admissions. This came just after the Supreme Court ruling that upheld Michigan's ban on using race as a factor. Napolitano wrote a what-if essay. What if the Supreme Court strikes down all affirmative action? Undoubtedly, she's been thinking about it because that day is coming. Now retired Justice Sandra Day O'Connor wrote the last court opinion on the issue. It was a muddled ruling that said race could be used as a plus factor, but not a determining factor in college admissions. Now, if that sounds like a contradiction, it is. The ruling also said the time will come that racial preferences, quotas, and set-asides will sunset. And, of course, there'll be a lot of debate over when. Some will argue right now. Others will argue decades into the future. Justice O'Connor suggested a 20 or so year time period, and that time is just about up. The problem with Chancellor Napolitano's thinking is that ethnic diversity has been elevated to a core value on college campuses, and it shouldn't be. Academic excellence should be the core value, second to none. Now, if a person values ethnic diversity in their lives, it can be achieved in many other ways. Where you choose to live determines how much ethnic diversity you'll experience on a daily basis. So does where you work, where you go to church, or what activities and pastimes you enjoy will all increase or decrease the varieties of people you come in contact with. It's wrong to think of our college campuses as the one and only place where you'd meet people of different ethnic groups. There is one thing that should be unique about college. It's the one place where you can be surrounded by really smart people. That can't be replicated in a neighborhood or a job site or at a social club. Assembling a group of people who are highly intelligent and want to educate themselves in a rigorous environment only happens on campus. And as most college graduates know, being around smart people makes you smarter. Napolitano complains that since California dropped its affirmative action admissions programs, some medical schools don't have any African Americans in their incoming classes. If the reason is that there are no academically qualified minorities, that's good. Those slots will be occupied by others who are going to become better doctors. The alternative is to let less qualified applicants take seats that should go to more qualified students. Minority enrollment is also down at California's law and engineering schools, but Asian enrollment has gone up in those categories. Asians have long complained that in an affirmative action environment, their race counts against them because they come from cultures that value education. It would take a near-perfect entrance score to get into a competitive college. College admissions should be based on one standard, whether a student is academically qualified to attend. If there are 100 slots in a class, give them to the 100 smartest students who show up. Otherwise, we are curing past racism with new racism. That can't be right.